Well, greetings and welcome aboard another week of internet streaming radio here on the Andy and Amanda Show. I'm Andy Kimball from Los Angeles. We have Amanda Love in.
Hello.
Hey, you. How you doing? Good.
Hey, you.
Good night. Good evening to you. It's 11 p.m. there in the UK, and it's
thank
a beautiful. Thank you. Thank you. You've got another hour left of Monday here. We've got plenty of time left here on Monday. It's 3 p.m. here. Monday, Wednesday, and Friday, 3 p.m. here, 6 p.m. in New York, 11 p.m. in UK. We have a fun time here on streaming internet radio. If you want to dial the show and climb aboard and share with us whatever is on your mind, you're welcome to do so by dialing 515-605-9888. You can also contact the show by dropping us an email at andyandamandashow@gmail.com. Okay, Amanda, so how are you doing? How was your weekend?
Oh, I am doing fine and dandy, my wonderful Andy.
My wonderful Amanda. Yes.
Oh, thank you, sweetie pie. Yeah, I'm doing very well. I can't complain. You know, it's good to be back on the show again. Great weekend, and yeah, ready to go. Let's do it. How about you?
I'm doing. Weekends are just too short for me. You know, I just kind of ready to get into it by the time they're over. You know, I'm
like, I know, right? Don't you just really dislike that? I mean. Weekend should be Friday, Saturday, and Sunday. Just my personal opinion.
I think, you know what? I think we should just make that so, like, effective right
absolutely.
Now.
Absolutely. Yeah, it's effective. We brought it in. It's the new rule. Friday, Saturday, and Sunday is our weekend, everybody. Yeah.
Yes. So we can now officially give anybody who wants it to take Friday off from their employment, from their job, just don't go in, and we'll make it...
Can you imagine if so many people did that? Oh, bless. Yeah. And we got in trouble for it. Well, we have to blame the Andy and Amanda show because, you know, they said don't do it.
Yes, our word is very powerful. Hey, you know, do you remember or do you know who Olivia Newton-John is? The Australian?
Andy, of course
yes.
I do, my darling.
You know, unbelievable.
Like, I idolize that woman. Absolutely. I grew up watching that movie and I swear, I knew every word, line for line, of that movie. We'd act it out with my friends. We'd be singing all the songs. My parents had the vinyl album,
Wizard of
soundtrack.
Wizard of Oz? No. Wrong movie. Greece? Oh, I'm sorry.
Where the hell did Wizard of Oz come from?
I thought that was... you memorized every line, I thought. Yeah. Lions and tigers and bears. No. What movie? So she was in. I thought she was in that John Travolta dance movie. Is that Grease?
Grease, yes.
Yes. John Travolta was in it as well. That's
yes.
Right. Right. Okay.
Oh, yeah.
Okay. I remember that. Yeah.
So
she
we had
was,
all the girls dribbling over John, and all the boys dribbling over Olivia. It was quite spectacular, wasn't it?
I just remember her beautiful voice, her looks, and her presence. She was one of the biggest pop stars of the 70s, you know, during that time. She was like this.
Yeah.
You know, like, and, I think, you know, pretty accurately, you could say that generations and generations of viewers around the world saw and adored the movie. I'm thinking another John Travolta dance. I'm sorry, the Patrick Swayze dance movie. I forget. You know what I mean? Yeah, that's what I'm thinking of. But it was Grease. I get the two of them mixed up. There you go, the dance movies. You know what I mean? Yeah, got it.
Yeah.
But 73 years old, Olivia Newton-John passed away at her ranch not too far from here in Los Angeles this morning, surrounded by, she's surrounded by her family and friends. She had cancer, I believe.
She's battling it for, I think, 30 years, something like that.
Mm.
Breast cancer.
Oh.
She, you know, she did a lot for that awareness and everything, you know, power to her. It's just so sad. I was actually shocked. I caught the headline. I was like, no, literally my whole world stopped for a moment. No, it cannot be. I was so sad.
She was 28. Actually, just turned 29 when that, during the filming of Grease. And I haven't seen it since back in the 70s, I guess. But I do remember it, of course. And she was wonderful.
Oh, yeah.
And the chemistry.
Really
the chemistry
record,
between her.
Yeah.
The chemistry between Travolta and Olivia Newton-John was magnetic, You know.
Oh, it was fantastic. I could not. I mean, maybe because, you know, I've been raised on Greece as it is, as it stands. So to then trying to imagine two other actors playing that part, in your mind, it just doesn't seem possible. It's kind of like, huh, no. It's like, reject it. Out you go. But yeah, I can't, the second one, Grease 2, complete letdown for me. I mean, Michelle.
I don't think you ever saw it.
Okay.
I never saw Grease 2.
Okay.
Yeah.
I didn't watch it. I really didn't rate it. It's a bit kind of wishy-washy and a bit cheesy, and I don't know. It wasn't a patch on the first one. And when you've got something as powerful and great and energized and amazing as that first movie, it's hard to follow that up. It really is. So I hats off to them for being brave enough to bring out a second one. I just don't think, you know, sorry.
Yeah, that's kind of like when they bring out those sequels, 1, 2, 3, 4, but you know, they try to milk every last time they can possibly get out of it. Sometimes there's been a few successful sequels, like the Star Wars movie sequel, you know, trilogy, and some of the Star Trek adventures. And I think the Diamond Ring, what's it called? The Diamond Rings?
I was about to say Lord of the Rings.
That one, Lord of the Rings.
I like Diamond
Rings
better. I think that'd be good.
Thank you.
Ruby.
Ruby, something, you know what I'm saying. Yeah. There was no sequel to Wizard of Oz, though, or was there? There was not. There was?
Yeah. Return to Oz,
Oh, my gosh.
And
wow.
If I remember rightly, Faruka Balk, I think that's her name, Faruka Balk, the lady who starred in the cult movie The Craft, she played one of the main characters. She was a very young girl, like a little girl in that movie. And I think actually the second movie freaked me out. The first one was just very joyous to me, and kind of the witch was kind of scary, sure. But in the second one, it was kind of freaky, kind of like trippy, almost like dream state, kind of trying to trip you out. It's just bizarre. But it's still a good movie. Just a bit weird, really. I feel like I'm giving film reviews here. I'm sorry, guys.
Well, I remember a couple years ago or so, we were investigating like these movies behind the scenes and going behind the making of some films. That was a fun time. We should pick that up again. They were fun conversations.
They never grow old either, do they, really?
No, especially when you talk about the classic films like Gone with the Wind and Jaws.
Oh, very much so.
Yeah, Jaws and Gone with the Wind, I put them on the same pedestal, you know what I'm saying?
I think you'd want to be Gone with the Wind if you were faced with Jaws.
I'm sure. Oh, God. Anyway,
how's music going?
Music's doing really good. I'm proud and pleased and honored to announce that Number One Music, which is a ranking music service, I think around the world, at least here in the United States, has been ranked as number one in Austin, Texas, in folk.
Oh, really?
Yeah, I went from number two, and I looked on Facebook. Thank you, whatever. Hey, thank you. I'd like to thank my producers, getting ready for my speech. No, but anyway, I went from number two to number one within a few days. Yeah.
Oh, Andy, that's great news.
Isn't that kind of cool,
my darling?
Yeah,
very cool.
It doesn't last forever. Probably last a week if that, whatever. But I'll take it. You know, it's great. It's great to have that.
Oh, for me,
it'd
probably be 2 seconds and jumping back.
Yeah. Now these things, and Kevin Michaels will testify to this. these rankings and these number one ratings do not put anything in your bank account. But in this case, I think I got X amount of downloads and things, so maybe that'd be different for me. His number one came from radio play, which is great, great for him, his country tune. He was number one for 3 weeks, and we've talked about that numerous times on the show. And I think the rankings that I've been getting are not just, I don't get a whole lot of commercial radio play. It's basically from downloads from Spotify and Amazon and iTunes and people who buy my music and who buy my songs.
Right. Yeah. Okay.
And then I get a little, it is cool. And what I've noticed is an influx of, like fan mail, like, you know, like messages and the message boards and so forth, where people are discovering my music. Hey, just discovered you. Hey, found your stuff. Hey, great. Keep going. Oh, and those are great. It is cool. Again, it doesn't, you know, obviously you don't become a musician for the money. Well, I do. No, you don't become, but wrong career, dude. No, but it is definitely because in this industry of entertainment, which is on radio, playing music, being actor, whatever you do, it is not an easy thing to be successful in, no matter, you know, and sometimes, and it's, you know, you have some, you know, singer-songwriters and guitar players that are, you know, I would probably be, whoa, how do they do that? You know, far better technically than I am, who are struggling to play a coffee shop, you know, and I've been lucky, and we talked about your wonderful career as a musician. And we have another musician joining us on our show here very, very soon, who is one from more of, I guess you could say, operatic, you know, classical background, classical change, a music coach and phenomenal singer, who just...
Yes, he's a vocal coach and all sorts of wondrous things, which I'm so looking forward to discussing with her. It's so excited. I've been looking forward to this all weekend. And she's an absolutely lovely lady. I've been chatting to her beforehand, getting ready for the show, and I think people are going to love her. Yeah, very amusing and very down to earth, and it's very excited to be here.
I think I have a clip. You know, we played. She sang at the Australian Olympics. No, wait a minute.
Australian Olympics.
let me try that again. She sang Australian at the national. No, she didn't sing Australian. She sang.
She did. This is true.
All right. She sang. Austria. Wasn't that Sound of Music in Austria?
Austria. Oh, I think Sound of Music was based in Austria. Yeah, I could be wrong.
I think it was.
Maybe Marika can confirm that for us when she comes on.
Yeah, the only thing because she did in fact sing the Austrian. I keep saying Australian, but it was the Austrian, not the Australian, right? The Austrian national anthem at big the Euro 22. The what was it? The
UEFA Women's Euro 2022.
Yes, thank you.
Yeah, huge event, incredible. I'm very proud of her. You know,
I got to tell you, I won't talk to her about this, but a huge, I mean, gigantic audience. I mean, what, 80,000, I don't know, huge amount of people. And even though, you know, somebody's done, opera, and the preparation to go on stage and do an operatic performance, I mean, any performance, but especially, opera's a whole other, and just the prep and the mental prep and engaging the character and diving in not only to the singing, but the performance and the other actors and performers and singers, I mean, the prep for that. But then it's a whole other ball game, no pun intended, to do a live gigantic athletic event, and we'll talk about that. And I know we have a lot of musicians that tune into this show. You know what I did last night?
What?
No. Did you ever hear of Renee Fleming, the opera singer? You know Renee Fleming?
Yes.
I watched on YouTube. It just caught my attention. And I just couldn't stop watching several. She does these master classes at Eastman School of Music and Juilliard and on YouTube. And to watch this woman coach and teach and explain and talk about prep and breathing, and that was just unbelievable. Unbelievable.
Wow.
I mean, just.
Wow.
I grew up to, my family had season tickets to the Metropolitan Opera in New York. And my folks would go, and after my dad died, my mom took me quite a bit. And other friends, but she said, "Hey, you want to come with me?" So I had a lot of, experience as a, fourth row center kind of at the Metropolitan Opera in New York, and just kind of grew up with that. And
wow,
big fan here, big fan.
I have never been to an opera, and it's on my to-do list because oh my goodness, they are so incredible. You know, to be part of something so live and magnetic and powerful and dramatic and takes you on an emotional roller coaster. It's just phenomenal. Absolutely phenomenal.
our guest we're going to have on shortly, her name is Marika, right? And
Marika Reicher.
Marika, yeah. And I have a clip here. Let's we played a clip. Let me hit the right button. I think I got this right. I think I do. Anyway, we played a clip of her performance last week, I guess it was. I think I got it here. Yeah, let me see if this is right. I think I got it right here.
Very good.
Wait. I don't guess right. wrong button. Sorry about that. Wait a minute.
We have the Amanda show.
As I said, gearing up for an athletic event. Can you imagine with that, you know?
Oh, yeah, that'd be hilarious, actually. You know, I love humorous moments in life like that. They're priceless, aren't they? Everybody starts laughing. And they lift the tension so much. It's just incredible.
I just got to find the right button here. Because I know we played it last week, didn't we? We did play it. Yeah.
We did, darling, yes. Absolutely.
Oh, here it is. I got it. Here it is. Here we go. No, that wasn't it. What was it?
Third time's a charm. Oh, my goodness.
We'll get back to that in a minute. But in the meantime, let's just summarize what's going on in the news this weekend. A lot of things, a lot of fabulous things are happening in Congress right now in the Senate. You know, the Senate just passed a comprehensive act. Inflation Reduction Act, a huge package that encompassed much of the agenda. And it was we have 50 senators who are Republican, 50 senators who are Democrats. It takes the vice president as a tiebreaker, of course. Kamala Harris did that. It passed in the Senate, now goes to Congress. Of course, they'll pass it, and then it goes to Joe Biden's. This is a huge win, huge win. Not necessarily for Democrats, Republicans, for Joe Biden or any senators. It's a huge win for the United States of America is what it is. You know, it's just, you know, we're moving ahead. You know, we're making and of course.
Oh, absolutely. Yeah.
Of course, the GOP who blocks, you know, blocking environmental protections, blocking rights of women, blocking, you know, it goes on and on and on. You know, we've beat that story to death. But anyway, it's just great that we're starting to see some headway, and we'll discuss that later in the week when I guess Congress will sign over the next couple of days. After they do, we'll bring it back up and what it entails and what the difference will be and what's happening. Trump.
Yes. Go on, sweetheart. Yeah.
Mr. Trump spoke at CPAC in Texas over the weekend, and he said that they stole the election.
Oh.
Still.
Okay.
To this day. And you know, his attorney general, William Barr, some people consider to be his personal lawyer for a period of time back then, William Barr, his attorney general, no evidence thereof. The election was not stolen. His own advisors, his own attorneys, his own, you know, I mean, there's not a senator, I should say there's not, but there's, I don't think there's far and few between, if any, that believes that the election was stolen. I mean, there's no evidence. They were bounced out of 63 lawsuits that tried to prove otherwise, that there was no evidence, and it's over, it's done. Biden won, forget it, let's move on. And this guy's still going to make talks and speeches that the election was stolen. Everybody knows it wasn't. But and people listen to this guy, and some people actually believe him. That's what's surprising. You know, it's not so much him. It's the population that followed this guy, like some kind of like cult leader. It's unreal. It's unreal. Anyway,
wow.
He spoke at CPAC over the weekend, and I caught some of it live as much as I could stand. Anyway,
it's really been an interesting journey with this guy. Truly,
it's not over yet. What the hell? You know, he's trying to make himself relevant. He's not relevant anymore. You know,
right? Yeah,
he's not relevant anymore.
He thrives in the limelight, doesn't he? That's always been the case for him. You can see mm-hmm. that he enjoys and he thrives off it, which many people do. There's nothing wrong with that, you know? Yeah. It's just, I've said many times on the show, I just don't agree with everything that he does. I'm sure mm-hmm. he's a lovely guy, but Yeah.
I watched him as much as I could, and then...
I stood all I can stand, and I can't stand no more.
Yeah, that is a common opinion, you know. Oh, you know, Cornell would be very happy to hear that Ozzy Osbourne, his idol, actually closed the Commonwealth Games, which is very, very cool. Yeah, it's pretty much over now, and we won lot of gold and everything. We're very proud of our country, and admittedly, I haven't been keeping up with it as much as I wanted to. But it's very cool that Ozzy came in and did that. So that's cool. Very, very
speaking of musicians, our own friend of the Andy Demanda show, Arrested Development, with
yes.
Speech and Ishii Smiles. I got a note from their PR firm that they want to see me at the Philly Folk Festival, which I'll be attending this year. And behind stage, we're going to get together. They got my family, myself and family, kids and so forth, and my wife and everybody on my bus. No, but all backstage passes, and we'll be seeing those guys at the Philly Folk Festival, the headlining at Philly Folk Festival, which is the 18th through 20th.
Fantastic.
And Philadelphia at the Old Pool Farm in Tranquil, PA. Some great acts. Of course, Arrested Development is a headlining act, and they are very good friends of our show, been on our show.
Woo.
And
yeah,
look forward
absolutely.
To hanging out with those guys at the festival and seeing them live. Maybe we'll record them live and we'll play it on the show.
And, great.
You know, I have never, aside from Kevin Michaels, I have never met any guest we've ever had, and you and I have never met. Cornell, we've never met. We don't keep this in a box. I never met anybody.
No. That's what makes us so awesome, I think. You know, this on-air chemistry that we all have together is pretty phenomenal, considering we've actually never physically met. And I think that's what makes it the show so special. But or is it? Let's allow others to assess that, shall we?
Wait till after they hear what I have to say.
Okay. Oh, and what did you have to say?
Mm-hmm. Uh-huh. Really?
Mm-hmm. Uh-huh. Oh. All right. That's just a brief.
Also, I got to tell you, on our show real quick, we had a show Wednesday, which we broadcast on Thursday. And we have a comment regarding that Thursday show, I think.
Thursday, when we were getting the program for this week, he was mumbling. He was... almost incoherent. It was very
respect.
Embarrassing.
No respect.
Wow.
None. I don't get any respect.
Oh.
None. You do.
Oh.
You get respect. Yeah.
On occasion.
Yeah.
You know, I have to work
at it. I get none.
Yes, you do. Yes, you do, Andy. I respect you.
Thursday, when we were getting the program for this week, he was mumbling. He was.
Thank you. All right.
Well, I have known you to do that, in all fairness. It's usually from a distance.
Hey, I got your messages about AMC stock starting to climb a little bit.
Mm-hmm. Good news.
That's better
for,
than that.
Stock enthusiasts out there.
Better than it was, you know?
It was negative.
It was, yeah.
Oh, it was. It was going up, and then it came down.
Way up and way down.
way down. Yeah, very much so.
Unbelievable.
Crazy.
Unreal.
Yeah, it's looking positive. Yes.
Mm. Anyway, moving right along here.
My.
We have a guest waiting in the wings here. And
yes,
we talked earlier about some of her career, and we'll talk more about her music and her career and singing and stage fright and you know, all of that good stuff. We're going to, let's see, what's in line here? But yes, here we go. We're going I've got it right here. Here's the right button. Okay, let's see if we can push the right button and bring Marika on. Hello.
Marika.
Are you with us? Marika.
Hello. Can you hear me?
Hello,
yes.
Darling. Yes. Yes.
Loud and clear.
Fantastic stuff. That's my biggest fear, you know, is technology. The rest I can
really?
Deal with.
I know, right?
You know, I fumble around buttons. It's like a crapshoot if I hit the right one. You know what I'm saying? Yeah.
So if I accidentally cut myself off, I can blame you, Andy.
You just blame me. Story of my life. You know what I mean? No respect.
Brilliant.
Yeah.
I love it.
How are you, sweetheart?
I am very, very well, thank you. How are you guys doing?
Good. Oh, we're just glorious.
Living the dream.
Living the dream.
Happy to be back on the show again on another week. We always miss each other when we're not on the show, and then when we do, we're just like kids again. It's just a lot of fun.
Yes.
Like time doesn't pass.
I know, right? And then when it does, we still try and contact each other, which is fabulous.
We do. We can't stay apart from each other. Yeah.
Oh, this is true. Yeah. But it's invisible cord. Even if we wanted to.
Yes. And again, we've never met. You know.
No way.
Yeah.
Oh, that's
incredible.
Insane.
I know. Yeah. Well,
you must have used like Zoom or these modern ways now to connect, though, right?
I know. We should be doing Zoom calls and everything. But yeah, I mean, the show is going to progress, no doubt, and we'll be all fancy sooner or later. But yeah, for now we're making it. And our show's coordinator, it's a trio of myself, Andy, and our coordinator Cornell.
Mm-hmm.
And I've known Cornell for about 18 years. And he introduced me to Andy in the show, and I became a co-host next to Andy. So it's been a phenomenal ride for the 2 years that I've been here with these guys, and they're just legends, bless them.
It's sort of like one good thing that did come out of the pandemic, I think, is that we were more globally connected, and that did open things up quite a bit. I mean, obviously, not that we'd wish for any of but I must say there's some positives I'm glad that have come into play and that we're taking those with us going forward.
Oh, yeah, absolutely. I mean, it's funny, actually, because we've had this conversation several times on the show talking about the pandemic and how a lot of people obviously are focused on the negative side, which is, you know, we all have. But, you know, there's been many of us also that has gone, okay, what good can I take from this? What can I create for myself in this downtime? How can I appreciate what we're experiencing right now? And I think so many wonderful things have been created and come into creation from this. So it's been a blessing and a curse.
I'm like you, an eternal optimist. There's always something, a silver lining somewhere.
Yeah, absolutely, you see, yeah.
Where do you get your enthusiasm from? I'm just like, well, you just love it, don't you? I think I'm very, very blessed in that way, I must say.
Oh, yeah. I can tell, though, just by your voice, sweetheart, how bubbly and positive you are.
No, where are you? Where are you located right now? Are you in are you in the UK?
London.
Oh, well, I love London. I was there just once, November 2019, and made a lot of connections and so forth. And just I stayed up in the North End, Camden Market area.
Oh, yeah. That's a good part. Yeah.
And I got to know the metro real well, and it's my first time there. Yeah, I had a great time. Great time.
Oh, You'll have to come back.
I was telling him that. Yeah.
Right before COVID, I was at a tour here, coast to coast, playing festivals and community events, you know, scattered through the country. And then I was going to go home, and then head to London for some shows and workshops. There's a guitar chain over there called Guitar. And I was going to do some workshops on the behalf of some guitar workshops and a couple of coffee house shows. And then I was invited by Abbey Road Studios to do a recording sessions there. And the whole trip got canceled or postponed, whatever, canceled, I guess, because of COVID. And I'm in touch with Abbey Road. We're looking to reschedule that. Of course, the airfares have skyrocketed. It's not canceled. I'm going to do it. You know, it's not goodbye opportunity. It's just, we'll see you soon, you know, but I'll get there. But what you did for me is I was supposed to do an eight song album, and which I'm nowhere near ready to do that. I don't have eight songs to record. So that was good. I was wondering how the hell am I going to pull this? How am I going to pull this off?
Oh, great. There you go. Challenge on.
Yeah,
challenge
right.
on.
Exactly what you were saying earlier though, Andy, isn't it? It's just sort of like, you know, you don't become a musician for the money. And I think that's something that people forget as well, that, you know, our flights aren't always paid and you've got to fund all that to actually get there.
Yeah.
If you're impressed by the venue or they were like, wow, it's like, yeah, if they picked up the tab as well, that'd be great.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Very true, my darling. Very true.
Awesome, but there was
I've done
that.
I've had gigs and performances. I've had gigs in the past and performances. They pay your airfare and your hotels and the gig and everything's taken care of for you. And I love it. And they're far and few between, though. Far and few between.
Yeah. Exactly.
Oh.
Exactly.
Let's talk about you. Let's talk about you and your career and your singing and wonderful, wonderful voice. And talk to us.
The Olympics in Australia.
Yes.
Yeah, that one.
Damn
it, I don't remember that one. When did I do that? I'm asking you that and I can't remember. embarrassing.
The latest
one was the UEFA Women's Euros 2022. And it was the opening match here in England, in Manchester, at Old Trafford Stadium. And 10 years ago, I sang at the Emirates Stadium. But I'd never been to Old Trafford. So that was epic, yeah. You do walk in there when it's empty, sound checking and checking it out. And you're like, that's pretty big.
Do you feel intimidated in that very moment? Like, I feel very small right now.
Well, I've got a big voice. That bit didn't bother me. I was like, they'll hear me. But will they be able to see me?
Bless you. What was that experience like? How did it come about? How did it come about that you got to be there?
Do you know what? They found me. So the producers, the production company, emailed me and said, am I correct in thinking from your website that you could sing both the English and the Austrian national anthems?
Mm.
And I was like, I'm Anglo-Austrian, so speak both fluently, no problem at all. I was like, yeah, I'll do both. Hell, why not?
Oh, my goodness. That is amazing.
It was very, very cool. You know, at first when you think, someone's winding me up, you know, is this another one of those family mails? You're like, you almost bin it when it's too good to be true. You're just sort of like, put it back in the junk box. You're like, well, I better respond just in case it's not a wind up. And then they were like, great. They asked me for a bit more information and details, and then it had to go through the board. So then I was pitching for it. And then they said, you've been shortlisted. So from there, I was just sort of like praying to any god and all. And it started growing. I was like let's put some incense sticks on and get it all. I don't care. Get wage some sage around, whatever you're into, get out there and do it.
Yes, love it.
And it was nerve-wracking. And then it was just, I got the gig confirmed. I actually signed the contract 2 weeks before it happened.
Wow.
There wasn't. It was only happened 3 weeks beforehand, so I don't know if that's because they draw out of the hat and they don't know who's going to be singing in the opening match. So which countries are going where? And then it was all go from there. I must say, it just went nuts. Down to what you wear, you're not allowed to wear heels on the pitch. So they were like, you're only allowed to wear flat shoes.
Of course.
Oh my God, what? I can't wear my performing heels? It's like wearing a power suit, you know, when you power dress for something. And to not wear performing heels was just like asking me to go on stage without makeup on. It's just are you
kidding? Really?
Yeah. But I was like, you know what? For this gig, I'll let it go.
That is absolutely amazing. And so, okay, how did it feel performing in front of all those people and being such an important event?
Oh, gosh. It was really nerve-wracking.
Oh my.
I don't lie. It's one of those things where it was only, it's a massive deal in my head. It wasn't that the singing or anything like that made me nervous.
Yeah.
It was the excitement of the immensity of it, because I've always wanted to do a major sporting event.
Wow.
So the only time I've had that kind of performance anxiety is when the gigs mean a personal load to me. You know, if it's something I've wanted to do all my life and it comes true, then you're just sort of like, oh, crap, oh, my God.
Gosh.
Look how you manifested that. That's incredible. Yeah, your power of manifestation's right out there, girl.
It was. Manifest those images, those dreams, put them out in the universe, and it will come back to you.
Absolutely.
Every time I'm a strong believer of that. Every time I've done it, it's happened.
Me too. More so recently. Yeah.
You know, just keep dreaming, keep believing, keep manifesting, and never give up. And, you know, when people go, how, you know, I didn't go out chasing that gig. It came to me. That was the one that everyone thinks, oh, my gosh, did you write to them? Did you email them? It's like, no, I didn't actually really follow the football. It just...
Do you remember that ad we used to have on the TV back in the day with the lottery where the big hand came down and goes, it's you?
Yeah.
Remember that one?
Yes.
That's what was in my mind when you said that.
Yeah, so I went on that football pitch, and you still expect sort of you've been framed to come in and get you, and sort of like, ha ha, it was all a big joke.
Yeah, right.
You're actually doing, we just set this all up.
Oh, darling, that's incredible. But I guess, in comparison, okay, so you've actually performed for the royal family as well, haven't you?
I have, yeah.
So in comparison, what was it like in terms of performing in front of all those people and the royal family? Was there any kind of unique difference in how you felt?
There was a different pressure on myself. So with the royal family, it was the Prince Michael of Kent and his wife, the Prince and Princess Michael of Kent. And I was by the band of Scots Guards. And so they're one of our army ranking bands, and they're amazing. And I remember sort of going into the rehearsal room, and I really wasn't prepared for it, but they were all dressed in their army gear, you know, and their camouflage gear and stuff. And so I was just sort of like, oh, hello, boys. Girls in the band as well, so but you know, that sort of like, I wasn't expecting them all to be in uniform. I don't know, I just didn't have wrapped my head around it, so that made me a bit nervous, because then I was the collar. And I had to ask the band leader, I was just sort of like, well, actually, when we're performing, may I ask what you guys are going to be wearing, because I know they've got different official colors and things like that, and I didn't want to clash. And so they said, we're wearing our scarlet red. So I went, all right, I won't wear my fuchsia pink dress then, you know. And the band leader laughed at me. He was like, I don't think I've ever had somebody ask me what I'm going to be wearing for a gig. And I was like, well, it's a bit of a girly question, I accept that. And then, you know, when the royals were coming in, there's certain protocol that happens and things like that. And I just remember sitting backstage and going, it's just an old man in a suit. It's just an old man in a suit wearing way too much glitter on that. Like... So it would be laughable on anyone else. I just think that, you know.
Yeah.
Then I had a private audience with them later. And then what do you say to them and how do you address them? And that was a whole thing
for
them.
Jeez.
So, I know, it was pretty epic. It was pretty huge. And they
that is such an amazing opportunity.
Really, yeah, and they don't prepare you for any of that. And I hope Prince Michael isn't listening, because he just mumbled. I didn't understand a word he said to me. I thought we were giving him a card and just going, get in touch with me for my communication and presentation coaching. I can help you with that.
Come and test,
Because giving that, it's already embarrassing when you don't understand when someone's saying something and you have to keep saying, I'm sorry, what? Pardon me? But you can't say that to a loyal member of the band. You're like, what? So,
That's right.
I ran away very, very quickly.
Oh, bless you, darling. Oh.
And I was running, don't fall over. I was like, don't make it worse.
Oh, really?
Don't do it.
Oh, that is amazing. Wow. I mean, it's funny you should say that you're not prepared for that, you know, or prepared for that situation, because you know, going back to the interview with Prince Harry and Meghan, she was saying how she wasn't prepared for the meeting with her and his grandmother. You know, she was in the limo and, you know, he said, do you know how to curtsy? This is like last minute. And she said, no. So they had to practice it literally outside the limo, outside where they were, before she actually went in. So they had no training or anything like that. So, yeah, that's such a, you would think, wouldn't you, in that type of situation, if you actually meet in the royals, that you would have something, that somebody would address you, this is how we'd like you to dress, and this is, we would like you to curtsy or not curtsy, you know, all these things. But I guess they want to keep it casual in a sense. I don't know, but
And I'm sure every situation has its own things, and mine was a private audience, so I did ask them if they had to announce me into the room and then announce me to Prince Michael of Kent. And I was like, do I bow? Ooh, do I curtsy?
What an experience.
Like, no, wow. None of that. You need to shake his hand if you feel the need. You know,
wow.
I'll just wing it.
Wow.
And then
what did you
I can get away with it.
what did you perform? What did you sing?
Oh, I sang Now You Ask Me. You Raise Me Up. Sang that. Hallelujah. And I was really nervous about that because the only word in the whole of that song is Hallelujah. So you're not like, if you forget the word, and there's lots of runny notes.
You should have sang something from like the movie Oliver or something.
I got dictated to what songs I was happy to sing.
Well, you know, Andy, I knew you were going to say that.
More inappropriate than what I usually like.
You know, maybe you know, could have shaken the hand. You could have done a little Elvis, maybe, you know?
Oh, yeah, I'm all shook up.
You know, the worst thing is, when I was younger, I always wanted, what was my inspiration? I always wanted to be an advert jingle singer, because the adverts in the 80s and 90s were a big thing. I mean, you know, we had the coffee adverts, the Nescafe adverts. I mean, it was like a whole storyline. You'd watch the TV just to tune into the adverts. The Trio adverts and Aquafresh. I mean, I can remember all the lyrics and all the songs. So if I was to sing something, you know, in that position when people go, oh, go on, sing us something. I'm probably the one who trips into a jingle. And they're like, that's what you chose to sing? You know, massive opera aria. That's really impressive.
They do stick with you, though, don't they? The music in the ads is very cleverly, like, psychologically done. That those music, the piece of music or the singing or the things that are said, the lines, they stick.
It's, you know, now branding awareness has gone very, very different in a different direction with images and colour and and it's the world. It's a very different. It has to move on. But yeah, music was a massive part of it. You know, so yeah, don't get me started, Amanda, because I'll just spend the next 10 minutes singing goodbye.
Why not? It could be a theme to our show.
Oh yeah.
So next one.
Your career has basically been within the opera, I guess. Is that right? Most of what you've done has been opera performances.
Well, it's been a bit of a real mixed bag, Andy, I must say. I started off training classically in opera, and pursued opera for quite a while, and then I just felt like I really wasn't getting anywhere, or not as fast as I wanted to, put it that way. I was being quite impatient with my progress. Different channels took me in different directions, and I got taken on by the Bar Society, and they thought I could be a Brunhilde at some point in the future. And looking into Wagner, it's a massively long study. And if you grow your voice into a dramatic soprano, then you really hard to find work doing the lighter opera. And in England at the time, no opera houses were producing Wagner. because the scale of those offers are epic on every level. So then I'd have to move over to Europe to do anything if I'm trained in that area. And then I talked myself out of it. I went, well, then if I'm a newbie, an older age newbie, then people coming out of the concert was there who've been teaching that for birth. So I was just like, oh, God, the competition's going to be even fiercer and much higher level. And I sort of took myself out of it. I just went, no, I don't really want to be chasing that. That wasn't my dream.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
So then I went with the bread and butter roles and did a few sort of touring operas and local opera houses. And then I just was like, actually, I just wanted different things in my career. I've never been one that says that's the only thing I want to do. I just...
Mm-hmm.
Too restless.
Yeah.
I ended up being the in-house opera singer at Harrods, which is over here. And so I did that for 4 years, and then I ended up going over to the Middle East and singing over there for 6 months on a 7-star man-made island, you know, as you do. And came back
and then
started up doing my own cabaret shows, and then I
got
singing as well in the jazz bars. So I've in the most polite way, I've been around.
Yeah.
So that, now I do the opera, the jazz, the cabarets, different things come up, and I do the voiceovers. I'm a session singer, a vocal coach. I work with choirs. I work with singing for lung health, singing for breathing. So
okay. That's incredible.
Different threads, yeah.
Yeah.
And I was very blessed to have those different threads because obviously through the pandemic where a lot of performing went out the window, then at least I could keep going. And I picked up with my singing for breathing, singing for lung health, and that was going into a sort of long COVID recovery.
Oh, that's incredible.
For well-being, so I had NHS choirs on the go. So it was, you sort of go, right, okay, well, that's gone down. Let me pick up another arm of the business and roll that for a while.
Yeah. Wow. That is so powerful, though, to be able to do something like that, that transforms people's health.
It is. And using your voice as a ticket and establishing a career and being flexible and diverse is pretty incredible. It's great. Let's take a listen to your performance in Australia, doing the Austrian national. Wait, did I get it right? Okay. Your performance in the Athens National Anthem.
Oh, we're getting around. Excellent.
I love it.
All right, let's just listen to it. Then we'll talk about it. Here it is.
Oh, yeah.
Here we go.
Yes.
Takes place at the Theatre of Dreams. The Lionesses will be aiming to turn dreams into a reality this summer. Euro 2022 kicks off in just a few minutes, but first, the national anthem.
Thank you.
beautiful listening to yourself sing.
Oh,
wow. What did that feel like? I mean, holy smokes. Wow. Beautiful. Beautiful.
There was a definite buzz about it. I was overriding my brain to say, look, enjoy every single second of this. You know, it's potentially a once-in-a-lifetime experience and to really absorb it all. So I was completely opening my mind and my heart to that. But I'm very glad I wore the long dress because whatever I was suppressing was coming out in jelly legs like you wouldn't believe. I was just like, hold it together, woman. Hold it together. You're a professional.
Darling. That's incredible.
We didn't really get much instruction about the opening ceremony, so everything happened really very quickly. And then you're literally told where to stand and what's going to happen around you. But the sub players, if you'd watched the football match, lots of players dressed in black lined up right in front of me, literally right in front of my face, and they weren't meant to be there. They completely threw me off guard because I was like, oh, what the hell is going on? Well, you know, the music started, I'm singing. So I was just like, just keep going. Like, what are you meant to do?
Going,
what are you guys doing? Have I got it wrong or have you got it wrong? Someone's got it wrong. And they completely blocked off all the cameras because all the cameras were lined up. So the footage then, you saw that obviously the cameras went round to the footballers and, you know, fair enough, it was their match. But I was like, whose gig is this?
darling. Yes, nice. I know. Your moment and then that happens. Wow.
Everything just happens in the moment. And so
the
process afterwards, because you're in shock. And in the moment, you're just sort of going, just get on with the job. You haven't got time to have the luxury of being self-indulgent in the moment. You just got to get out there, focus, and do the best you can.
Yeah.
So were you nervous before you started, or you just, I'm going to do this thing, and you dive right into it? I mean, what do you before you begin to sing, were you like, okay, like, is it nerve-wracking a little bit, or just you're just on top of your game and you go there and you just do it?
Again, I wasn't nervous about my singing or my abilities. I was nervous about the tech. So they were streaming the opening ceremony through the earbuds, and we had sort of like a white noise going on in that. So they said, take the earphones out for that. And then, you know, it's just like, before you know it, you're kicked on. So you can, you know, when I watched it back, I'm already on the football pitch and still faffing with my earbuds, is how quickly they shove you on there. You're like, now! You're like, okay, God, you can give me a warning. And then you're just waiting because my track started very, very quickly. I just had 4 clicks and you're in. So you'll just literally pitch your note, focus, go. So I was more nervous about that element of it, that everything happens at such a speed that you have to be 100% focused, and there was no element of thinking about anything else. So again, I was just panicking about technology.
darling.
You just have to go, you know what, that's out of my hands. That's the sound engineers and tech guys and everything, and I just had to trust in that. But that was my problem, is putting the trust in the technology.
Did you ever think about covering any Bob Dylan tunes?
why do you ask?
If for me, and they asked me to do the anthem, I would have got up there and sang it like Bob Dylan. It could be. Yes, I would have.
Maybe
that would have trained
them. Yes, right. I love it. It must have been such a proud moment, though, to represent the country.
If I got a take two, there would have been epic sort of like, you know, cut out moments you could have had, the sort of the bloopers.
I know, you can do the best bit.
Oh, I'm sure. Yeah,
that's amazing.
So you're
go on, Andy.
You're teaching there now. Are you doing some vocal coaching? You're doing that as well?
I do. Yeah. So I've got one-to-one singing coaching that I do, and corporate vocal coaching as well. So that's also people doing presentations and public speakers and motivational speaking and that kind of thing as well. So all of that kind of side of vocal coaching as well. So it's a nice mixed bag of things. And then I've got sort of students who just enjoy singing for fun. Some of them are singer-songwriters. Others are professionals.
Wow. Wow.
Then others are those who are trying to get into colleges, and I've done sort of international competitions with students, and then flying around, wonderfully sort of flying around the world with them to do their competitions and coaching them on the job. So we've done like Carnegie Hall in New York and Latvia, Moscow, and places like that. So it's been, it's really good when it's going, when the going's good, it's great. And
we have,
it's just
we have a
on their journey. You know,
looks like we have a guy here who's done some lessons with you, who is invigorated. Just yeah, absolutely invigorated. He's got. Let me get him on the line here. He's got something to say. You just totally turned his career around. Wait a minute. Let's get him on here.
I was born to do this.
Yes.
There he is again, Mr. Trump. I was making an appearance. You kept that one quiet, America. Oh, wow. Do you know what impressed me, though, was the fact that you've been featured on several Hans Zimmer soundtracks, because that guy is such a legendary composer and writer.
Yeah, they're great fun. And they were also recorded at Abbey Road and Air Studios. They were fabulous. But I must say, sort of a lot of the time, you know, it's sort of when you're sort of the voiceover and session singers, it's, you're never the face that people know. But it's great to say, oh, you know, what would we have heard you in? It's just like, oh, well, in Madagascar 2, that, you know, that sort of DreamWorks logo, and when the little guy sits in North Crescent Moon and hangs his rod over, and when the rod hits the water, that's my top seat. So those are kind of those moments, or it's like in Harry Potter and the Goblet of Fire, and everyone's like, what were you? I said, well, it was sort of like the choir kind of background sound. So I was like, so we were doing more of the oohs and ahs, which would have been the ghosts, you know, the
oh, wow.
And those kind of things. So it's, yeah.
That's so cool, though. That's
like a hyena in Madagascar, too. But no! No!
Wow.
You've got to be awfully careful.
You've got to do something for next time.
No. Yes. I'm absolutely stunned by the vast amount of experience you've got in various areas. I mean, you're a legendary girl. Don't let anybody tell you any different.
Oh,
that's just...
bless you. Thank
you. Seriously. Oh, you're welcome.
Yes, I think the Japanese are involved here.
Yeah.
Oh, wow. Well, variety is the spice of life, you know. And as I said, there's always... I just never had that where I just went, no, I can't do that because I'm sticking to one genre. I just went, I love something like that. Let me give it a go. And people love to listen to it and then keep listening to it and then pay me for it. So I was just like, okay, well, I'm going to keep going.
Love it. Oh, that's fantastic. It's amazing reading about you and hearing all these wonderful things. And I'm just blown away. Absolutely.
Absolutely. Yeah. And listen, we're about to wrap it up here. We got about a minute left. Now I want to. This has been terrific, and we got to do this again. This has just been great having you on, and it's wonderful how we're able to connect around the world here on the show. It's
it's amazing.
Yeah.
Amazing. Yeah. Thank you so much for having me on the show. I would definitely
come. You're welcome.
Yeah, we'll definitely do that. We'll work that out. A pleasure. Great having you on. Thanks so much. And congratulations with all the great successes you've had during your career. And I'm sure we'll stay in touch and hear more as you move ahead here. And it's just, I'm very...
Long may it not.
it's just wonderful to hear about. It really, really is. And well-deserved. Absolutely well-deserved. So,
Thank you very much.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
Oh. So we'll see you again.
Definitely.
Yes. All right.
Definitely. Thank you
so much.
Thanks for joining us. Lovely to be here.
You're welcome, sweetheart. Thank you for coming on. We appreciate it.
Best way to start a Tuesday, as it is now officially Tuesday.
Oh, yes.
But now it is. That's right. Yeah. That's right.
You're in your future, Andy.
There we go. Yes.
How does it feel for you talking from the past?
Yeah, that's handy.
I know. Time travel as well as, talking across the world. Fantastic.
Even better. And they
I know. I know.
I cannot accept that course of action. I cannot accept.
Yeah.
Love it. Wow, I can't believe that show just gone so quickly. It's just
so quick.
Absolutely incredible.
I told you you'd be the ones that would have to tell me to stop talking or just cut me off.
No.
Oh, we are. We never do that.
Yeah. Oh, again,
too much fun. Too much fun.
Great having you on board. That's great. We're definitely going to do this again. I want to thank you so much for joining us. And Amanda, we're back here Wednesday at 11 p.m.
Yes.
there in the UK and 3 p.m. in California, USA, and wherever you might be in the world. We are in 23 countries. And I must say, Amanda, I think I told you this last week, our growing population of listeners in China is really starting to I don't know what it is or how it is, but we are getting more and more listeners in China. And that's
oh, wow.
Home. Yeah, I don't know what the deal is or how it's working. Isn't it something? And along with 23 other countries. So it's kind of cool. It really is. So,
wow. Well, thank you to each and every one of you for tuning in and listening and supporting the show. We truly appreciate you. And it's great to have you on board on our Andy and Amanda Show family. So thank you.
Absolutely. You bet. And we'll see everybody back here on Wednesday, right, at 6 p.m. Eastern Daylight Time. Again, tune in at blogtalkradio.com/ Andy and Amanda Show. Feel free to join the show live by dialing 515-605-9888. If you have any comments, suggestions, guests, things you'd like to talk about, things you'd like us to talk about, things you like about the show, things you don't like about the show, whatever it might be, please do drop us a line at andyandamandashow@gmail.com. That's andyandamandashow@gmail.com. All right, we'll see everybody Wednesday. Amanda, sign us off. We're out of here.
Absolutely. Okay, so on behalf of my wonderful, amazing co-host, Andy Kimball in California, Hollywood, myself, Amanda Love here in the UK, thank you so much for our special guest. I just got some time with
who is it again?
Mira Garasha. Yes, thank you so much, everybody, for joining the show. You've been absolutely amazing for supporting us. And come back on Wednesday. We'll have some more fun. And have a great week. We will speak to you then. Take care, everyone.
Bye-bye now.